the rest of the story. It would have been uncharacteristic for a man with his macho self-image to have revealed the slightest physical frailty, so he did not. He was completely blind in his left eye and kept what he considered his defect a carefully guarded secret. No more than a half dozen people knew about it. And it was not until many years had passed that he confided the rest of the story. As a child, he was sickly and puny. His parents were certain the boy could only look forward to a lifetime as an invalid. This bleak prediction was something the youngster himself could not bring himself to accept. So he worked relentlessly to build up his scrawny physique. Participating in team sports, he developed a competitive nature. The fitness program he initiated in his youth, he would adhere to and expand upon throughout the rest of his days. He became expert in riding and wrestling and canoeing and jiu-jitsu and swimming, in boxing. Even as a businessman with considerable responsibilities, he made certain that neither his work schedule nor his personal safety interfered with his sports. Frequently, he enticed associates into friendly sparring matches. And it was on one such occasion that a friendly opponent accidentally struck him with great force in the left eye, and the blow sent him reeling. And yet, true to his self-image, he quickly recovered and made light of it. But the following week, he did consult an ophthalmologist. He told the doctor that after vigorous exercise, he noticed a dimness of vision in the left eye. He also mentioned the left jab that he had received while boxing. Black spots had been floating before him ever since. After conducting an examination, the specialist shook his head. There was a small hemorrhage in the retina. Continued deep stress exercise might lead to sudden blindness. Another blow to the head, even a slight one, might cause a cataract to form. And yet, for this patient, inactivity was unthinkable. He would take it easier for the time being, but that was all. So his independent nature collided head-on with Mother Nature, and in time, all sight was gone from his left eye. It was his secret. It was shared only with his physician and with his family. Carefully, self-consciously, he avoided giving the impression that he was using only one eye. Not even his own autobiography discloses what you have just learned. He did remain vigorously active throughout the rest of his life, though his loss of depth perception must have interfered to some extent. And while he may have feared that a general knowledge of his infirmity would sabotage his macho image, there was one selfless consideration behind his secrecy. You see, the sparring partner who had dealt that damaging blow was a fine young Army officer, Captain Dan Tyler Moore, and he would surely have suffered throughout his own lifetime because of the injury he had inadvertently inflicted. For you see, the athletically conscious older gentleman I have been describing had received that injury during a sparring match while he was in the midst of a very important job, the most important job. And had word got out, the young Army officer with the strong left jab would have blamed himself forever, because during a sparring match in the White House, he had blinded the president, Theodore Roosevelt. And now you know the rest of the story.